Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy catches it and throws to first to double up Weatherly. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Moses attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to second. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Suter scores. Hadley moves to third. Brancato moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses is walked intentionally. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley scores. Brancato scores. Moses moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Jim Bagby now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Chapman scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Siebert picks up the ball and throws it to McCoy, who tags the runner out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Lum Harris now pitching. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Walker scores. Mack moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bo Bell pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles now catching. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Suter reaches second base with a double. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Joe Heving. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.